This is kind of, you know, your standard French easel that most plein air painters have. There's different variations. This one is a little bit, I don't know, it's a little bulkier, but you can get all your gear in it, all your paints, all your brushes. You can throw a couple canvases on there. Most people have backpack straps attached to them, so you can just sling it on your back and away you go.
Artist Open House is a place where creative people in Cook County talk about their work in their own words. Not just what they do, but why. What inspires them to continue, and who may have influenced them along the way. I'm Jay Anderson. Plein air painter Neil Sherman set up his easel on a secluded Lake Superior beach several miles up the shore from Grand Marais. Squeezing oils onto a small palette, he talked about painting outdoors.
You know, in the history of outdoor painting, a lot of the guys painted really big, you know, 24 by 30 or something like that, and people still do. Kind of depends on what you're after. I usually work a little bit smaller, but working big is good too. I try to finish them on location. If I can get good color, if I can get kind of all the elements of the day working on the painting, and maybe it just didn't quite make it to the end, you know, as a finished piece outside, I can oftentimes take it to the studio and just finish it or tweak it. And then sometimes they do turn into larger paintings from the smaller study. If the painting doesn't turn out, there's usually one or two elements in the painting that I like. Maybe it's a shape or it's the sky or something like that. And sometimes those things later on will end up in different paintings. I like being outside. I've always liked nature. And, you know, for a long time, I can remember just seeing things that, you know, whether if it's a building or something that, or a scene that I just thought would be fun to capture artistically. If it was early on, I kind of had an interest in photography. And then as I kind of went through college and stuff, I just sort of got more attracted to painting.
Sherman started drawing early, and as he progressed through his schooling, it was the teachers who were his biggest influence.
Oh, I grew up in Rochester, Minnesota. In grade school, I did a little doodling, I guess, or, you know, a lot of my friends like to do cartoons, and I kind of got interested in that. And then as I went through junior high and high school, I did a little bit more art. I didn't do so much art in high school. It was an elective class, and I was a good student, but not a great student. So art was an extracurricular class. So I didn't do a whole lot of art in high school, but then got more interested in college. I studied art at St. John's University. I had two teachers that were probably influential. One of them was Mike Lynch, who's a Minneapolis artist. And I really liked his kind of style of painting. It was representational, but not super realistic. You know, he's really known for his little night scenes, which, again, I love to do. I love night paintings, and I love his night paintings. So I think, you know, his influence on sort of those kind of grittier scenes, you know, the city nightscapes, the railroad tracks, and the grain elevators, that appeals to me. If you go back in art history a little bit more, there's a group of painters around the turn of the 20th century were labeled the Ashcan School. So Robert Henri, John Sloan, George Bellows, they all did sort of the grittier industrial side scenes of New York City in that area. And I really enjoy those guys' paintings. So that kind of, that influences me. And then there's another teacher that I had. He wasn't a teacher necessarily to me, but more of a mentor. Joe O'Connell, who was a sculptor at St. Ben's, and he led the evening figure drop-in class. It wasn't a class, just drop in and paint the figure. And I just remember him, there's something about him just really, really great. He'd put on some good jazz music and he'd help you with your figure work, and it was just really, I enjoyed that a lot. And then after college, you know, I really kind of discovered that, you know, I didn't quite know how to paint the landscape, so I sort of, you know, monkeyed around a little bit here and there in art after college. Met a guy named Joe Paquette who teaches in St. Paul. He was teaching at a place called the Minnesota River School of Art in Burnsville, and he had a style of painting for outdoor landscapes that appealed to me. This is really what I wanted to do. So I spent about 7 years just, you know, taking classes a day and a half a week, 2 days a week with him, and he's really kind of my biggest influence in terms of how I paint and how I learned to paint.
Impressionists were avid plein air painters. One artist who grew out of that school holds a particular fascination for Sherman.
You know, if you go back to those guys, my favorite painter was Van Gogh. Not so much stylistically, but just, he was just a fiend about painting. You know, you could say he was crazy about painting, which he kind of was. But if you, I don't know if you've read any of his letters that he wrote, he talks about art in a really, you know, passionate and intelligent way.
Painting outdoors has given Neil Sherman a local influence as well.
Surprisingly, there aren't a ton of landscape painters around here. So I kind of find myself oftentimes painting alone. But, you know, Howard Sievertson, of course, and he's actually the guy who brought me out to where we are today. When I first moved to town, he took me out, invited me out to go out painting. And we came to this spot, and I love the place, and I love that little point. But funny, we were painting, and I was up around the beach on the other, around the corner, and he was sitting here, and we'd been painting for a while. My attitude toward painting is sort of disciplined, like I'm pretty focused, and maybe a little bit too serious sometimes. Anyway, so I took a break to see what Howard was working on. I walk around the corner, and he's leaned back in his lawn chair, smoking a cigar. I'm like, oh my, what the heck? I walked over and looked at his painting, and it was just kind of a wash of the peninsula out in front of us and some color. But then a couple days later, he brings in this beautiful finished painting into the gallery of where we had been painting that day. And there was a boat kind of parked up on the beach, and there's this kind of a really calm evening sky. And there was a figure, you know, the point in front of us sort of slopes down toward the lake. So he'd put a figure in there, just sort of sitting there, kind of in a contemplative position. And titled it Meditation Point. And I, to me, that was like really the epitome of like a great painter. Come out and just sort of get the rough idea for the painting on location and then take it in and add your spin or put your special touch to it. And I thought that was pretty cool to see that.
For Artist Open House, I'm Jay Anderson. Artist Open House is a production of WTIP News with support from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.